Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Violence of almost every conceivable kind permeates virtually every town, community, and city in the United States. One can seldom read a daily newspaper or watch the evening news without learning about children's killing their parents, or parents killing their children, or spouses killing each other. During the time immediately preceding the Babylonian exile, many acts of violence wracked the nation of Israel. One of the most violent and cruel acts imaginable was the practice of some of the Israelites of burning their sons and daughters in the fire as sacrifices to pagan gods. Nothing the Israelites ever did gives us greater insight into their rebellion against God's law than this. God never commanded the sacrifice of children. It never came into his mind. Jeremiah 7:31. If the Jews thought they could totally disregard God's commandments, they were sadly mistaken. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that it shall no more be Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury Tophet till there be no place. Jeremiah 7:32. The valley of the son of Hinnom became a synonym for perpetual burning of refuse. The Greek Gehenna, which is usually translated hell in the King James Version, would cease to exist. Instead of the place being called the Valley of the Son of Hinnom, it would be called the Valley of Slaughter. God himself would bring destruction on his own people because of their abominable behavior. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven, and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them. Jeremiah 7:31. The word fray in the King James means to frighten. When God sends the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the earth to devour the people who were slain, nothing could frighten them away from their appointed work. But the Lord surely is using figurative language in describing the destruction which would occur when the mighty Babylonian army marched against the Jewish nation. As a matter of fact, the language God used was really quite mild compared to the suffering the Jews had to endure. The Babylonian army was strong, the best-equipped army in the world. It was cruel in its conquest of the nations surrounding Babylon. Jews were killed by the hundreds of thousands, and others were carried into Babylonian exile, where they remained for 70 years. Would the Lord actually punish his own people by using the Babylonian army? The answer is an unequivocal yes. He had tried every possible means of turning his people from evil, but nothing had succeeded. Amos described what God had done to get his people to repent. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stench of your camps to come up to your nostrils. Yet you have not returned unto me, says the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet you have not returned unto me, says the Lord. Amos 4:10-11. As a last resort, God would bring the mighty Babylonian army against Israel. God said to the Jews, Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land is desolate. Jeremiah 7:34. What a tragedy that the Israelites did not learn from the great prophets what God would do if they continued in their rebellion against his will. When God tells the church of our day to repent, and we do not, what will happen to us? My friends, we want you to think about what the Scriptures teach with regard to both personal behavior and our conduct in the church of the living God. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.